For most Americans, news that the war started came during evening network news broadcasts. People watching ABC World News Tonight on the night of January 17th heard this live update from journalist Gary Shepard.
An up-to-date report, Gary.
Peter, I am looking directly west from our hotel now, and throughout the entire sky there are flashes of light. It appears to be some sort of anti-aircraft fire.
Buffalo area native and Marine Sergeant Robert Garris Jr., along with his unit, had arrived in Saudi Arabia on Christmas. He recalled the moment just over 3 weeks later when Operation Desert Shield officially became Operation Desert Storm.
And that was a life-changing event. It may not sound like it, but when you know at any moment your life is in danger from that point on, it was, I felt it. And I seen the change in the men in my unit.
Also on the ground in advance of Desert Storm was Thomas Heldwine, a Spec 4 specialist serving with the Army's 8th Engineers Alpha Company, 1st Cavalry Division.
We picked up our vehicles, and we lived out of our vehicles initially.
Heldwine, a Grand Island native, showed us pictures from a photo album featuring images of vehicles, his comrades, and one of the many plastic mines they uncovered along the way. American forces were using for their first time some technologies not available to their predecessors. Advancements such as headsets for field communication, GPS navigation.
There were also the ability to see friendly versus foe vehicles. The friendly vehicles were all marked with a special triangle or diamond. And I can't remember the type of paint, but it was visible through the night vision goggles of the airplanes and the helicopters.
On February 24th, 1991, the Allied ground campaign began. It would last only 100 hours. Heldwine says while Iraq's Republican Guard was well-trained, many soldiers on the front lines were ragtag, hungry, and had very little fight in them.
The United States military is 100% a volunteer military. We all volunteer to do it. They were dragged out by gunpoint and told, you will go or we're going to kill your family. So they really didn't want to be there.
Many troops began coming home in March. What seemed to many average Americans as a quick and easy war was anything but for the veterans. 146 Americans died in the conflict, and countless more came home with various health problems, including Marine Sergeant Robert Garris Jr.
I developed the skin rashes on my shins probably within 2-3 weeks of being there.
His health problems increased over the years, including aching joints, sometimes so severe he could barely hold a toothbrush.
Still to this day, 25 years later, I can go to the VA hospital. All my appointments, all the medical professionals I have spoken with, still to this day, we know nothing about Gulf War illness.
He has conducted his own extensive research and found a report that concludes the roots of his problems may be in one of the two pills he and his men took on a regular basis, pyridostigmine bromide. It's a chemical meant to counter nerve agent attacks. Garris says after the fact they learned they were only supposed to take it after an attack, but they were taking it on a daily basis, like vitamins.
All this research was done, and when you look at that 465-page study, it is incredible. They did all the research with the veterans, and nothing comes of it.
As he sees it, he is still fighting the Persian Gulf War 25 years later. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.